Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Hamilton Township won a lottery of sorts recently. It was chosen to work on an internationally significant pilot project with one of the top institutes looking after water supply in Ontario. The treatment plant for Creighton Heights is using an innovative biological system from the United States to remove ammonia from its water supply. None other than the Walkerton Clean Water Center is partnering with the township. If successful, it could pave the way for other smaller municipalities in both Canada and the United States to use this advanced system. I'm so pleased to have with me today Arthur Anderson, CAO of Hamilton Township. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
Hamilton Township was chosen for a special pilot project for water treatment. How did all this start?
Well, it's the interest of our municipality to make sure the water that we're providing to our taxpayers and the users of the system have the best quality water. And what I mean by that is we want to make sure we meet all requirements, provincial testing requirements, or any requirements that are set out by the province. We want to make sure we're doing that effectively, and we're constantly improving our system. So one of the things we had received the last couple of years was that there were some complaints about the water discolorations at different times of the year. We have some procedures we can do to flush the system and make sure it's on sort of up to date and there's no sort of quality issues in that sense. But we also, our water manager explored some other opportunities to test the system and uncovered a possible project that we could have a partnership with the Walkerton Clean Water Group. And that's what we pursued.
All of that makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously you want people to drink good water. How did you form this relationship with the Walkerton Clean Water people?
Well, again, through the leadership the Walkerton Clean Water has provided over the last decade and plus or minus, they have a number of projects that they hold up as being sort of pilots, studies that they've undertaken on ways to improve water quality, initiatives that they've taken with different communities. And through our water department, our water manager was able to, and her contacts, Anita Schoenlieber, she was able to discover the possibility of looking at our water, the chemical composition of the water in particular that we take out of Creighton Heights plant, and speak to them about whether there's any kind of opportunities for looking at treatment procedures, what can be done to make sure we're looking at sort of new techniques that are evolving on how to improve that water quality. So she discovered one, and after some discussion with them, we've agreed to test this system that is EPA approved in the United States, but is something that Walkerton Clean Water was able to adapt for here and work with us. And they brought that equipment and that procedure, and they'll be running that pilot for us over the course of the next year.
Now, people who may not know a lot about Hamilton Township may not fully understand how your water system works. Now, you have people living out there that are on wells. You have Creighton Heights, which has a different water system. Could you just give us a Reader's Digest version of how people get drinking water in Hamilton Township?
So you're right. It's as It's complex, and I'll try and not make it so. We have two water plants that we operate in Township of Hamilton. This is one plant located at Camborne, and the second plant at Creighton Heights. Camborne is the smaller one, and Creighton Heights is the larger one. We own and operate those two plants. So there, that's the majority of the system that we provide. We also have own a system that's basically based centered on Ontario Street in the 401, Buttersfield subdivision, the old name for it. But it's basically operated for us by Lucy as part of Lakeshore Utilities. And then, so that's the third piece. And the last one is private servicing, as you mentioned. So individuals have their own water that they provide, are able to obtain from wells, and they have their own system that they operate themselves independently.
This amazing pilot involves some really interesting technology. So maybe we can, again, let's try and simplify it, but what is biological filtration?
So it's, you're right, it's new technology, or it's evolving a technology that has been tested elsewhere, approved elsewhere, but we're looking at its application here. And it's a way of getting the use of processes, and instead of just pure sort of chemical treatment, it's looking at, are there ways that through biological treatment and biological strategies, are we able to use those to our advantage to make changes to the water composition before it's treated, and then improve that process or simplify that treatment process by this initial sort of biological treatment.
Biological, very cool word, but what are we talking about here?
It's basically, and if I misspeak myself, I'm sure my water manager will correct me, but it's basically using enzymes, or basically microbes to help with the improvement of the water. And I won't pretend to be a chemist or an engineer along that lines, but it's basically having those kinds of biological processes at the start, helping remove some of the chemicals in the water, or some of the naturally occurring chemical composition of our water treated and through that process.
Really interesting. In the press release, it talks about removing naturally occurring ammonia from groundwater. How big a problem is this in Hamilton Township?
You say it's a problem. It does affect the quality of our water and the procedures that we have to undertake. And so we believe that if we're able to test this pilot and see if we are successful through the pilot, because we have to go through it first, by looking at the treatment of water, we might be able to change how we treat the water in the future and make it simpler and make it one that's more, turns out a better quality product, if that makes sense at the end. So that's why we're doing the pilot, to see if by the way we treat the ammonia, naturally occurring ammonia in the water, something we're introducing, how we treat it and when we treat it through the process. We're looking at, can we improve our water purification process?
Am I right to understand that you do deal with this now through the current system? I mean, you're not letting ammonia get through to people's drinking water.
No. And basically, or if there is any, it's always, of course, within any provincial limits or any limits for drinking water. But what it is it's something that's occurring naturally. The way we treat the water through our chloramination process, or the type of chemical we use, it deals with the ammonia in the water, as well as the green sand filters we use. So we have processes and places to deal with it. But it's a way, can we do this further treatment to help us simplify, or to help us improve even more, I guess, the best way of putting it, the quality in the future.
What other challenges does the township face when it comes to its water sources?
Well, we know we have limits to the water that is in the system, as far as, you know, there's only so much in the water table that you take out, right? And so We have limits that are in our license that the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks has put in place, and we work within those. So we also have that start. In other words, there's only so much you can take out, but there's also the limitations of the plants. There's only so much water that can be processed at a certain time frame, and that places limits on what we can put out through the system. So those physical limitations are something we have to manage as well, both source as well as our physical limitations of our plant or processing.
With all the development in the township, how do you monitor water sources and deal with the challenges of ensuring that as development takes place, there is sufficient water for everyone and it's good water that they can drink?
Right. So the tail end, the water that's going out is tested regularly, both through weekly sampling, reports back through the systems that are required of us, but we would obviously want to do anyway, but we have very regulated systems that we follow, and we meet those. But as far as monitoring, we have, as you can appreciate, a great plant, lots of equipment. It monitors the water that's the base water of the wells. It monitors what's coming through, how it's being treated, and we know exactly how much is going out into the system. So we know what's being produced or what's available. We know what's being produced, and we know what the demands on the system are. We monitor that regularly. I get reports from our water manager and the water operators that work for our manager. They're in the plant every day monitoring the equipment and making sure those reports are properly tracking the information that we require to maintain that sort of professional oversight of our system.
Another thing mentioned in the press release is that this is a, and I'm quoting them now, exciting sure. opportunity for new developments and innovation. Now, what is meant by that? Are they talking about technical developments or are they talking about housing developments?
Well, ultimately, by improvements to our system, we're always looking at ways, can we expand our system and allow for further development? So that is one part of it. But certainly this being a pilot that we're working with the preeminent authority in Ontario on water quality and our systems, we're looking for ways to make sure we can look for these. Is this a new development or a new technology for Ontario that we could adapt to our system and use here effectively in the future?
I'm glad you raised that, because one of the things I wanted to ask you was Waterton Clean Water Center is preeminent amongst institutions that deal with this issue of water and treating water. And yes. I just wonder for you and your staff, how amazing is this?
Well, you know, it was just no other word other than say phenomenal to have them agree to bring their expertise here. I know we'd had numerous conversations with our water. I had numerous conversations with our new water manager. She wanted to explore this opportunity. It was one that I thought, well, we'd be lucky to get it. And sure enough, through her determination and persistence, we were able to come to that agreement and arrangement. But we feel very lucky to be able to have that. Because, I mean, you go to their website, you'll see there's a handful of projects that they've undertaken, rather, and been able to produce results on and reports on. And, you know, other communities are aware there's something that we've pursued, and we've been able to have a partnership with the Clean Water, Waterton Clean Water. And it's going to be something I think we'd be very proud of to be able to say, undertook it, here's the results, and here's how we were able to make a decision on how to proceed with our own water treatment in the future.
I'm sure there are people that are listening that may not understand how Waterton is significant. Can you just very quickly give us a synopsis of why Waterton is significant in this case?
They obviously have a huge a lot of sort of information stories on sort of detailed stories on their background and their creation. The snapshot of which is And I don't I want to I want to do it justice, but basically, as a result of some physical problems as well as administrative oversight problems at various levels with various individuals, a very sort of series of unfortunate events led to a number of people passing away in Walkerton, a number of people suffering lifelong complications because of the quality of these failures in the water system. And very unfortunate, obviously disastrous results for those families, a terrible impact on the community. And the end result was after, I believe it was Justice O'Connor's review of the whole situation, the creation of the Walkerton Clean Water Authority or Commission, and setting up this group that then leads the province in the creation of clean water studies, clean water training, education, so that operators and owners of systems never have to face that situation again in their communities.
Yeah, and it all took place back in the early 2000s. I think it started in 2000, and then there was the fallout after that. But now, who pays for this?
For our pilot,
yeah.
Our council approved that funding to support the program and the study in our community.
How much?
I believe it's a $20,000 study or grant that's provided, that's to get it sort of through this pilot phase.
But the equipment itself, or anything extra that's covered elsewhere,
that's part of the pilot program. They're bringing their expertise and the equipment with them, but it's not something that that deals with it on a pilot basis, but it won't deal with it on a long-term basis, if that makes sense. We would then have to take the results of this work and decide if that's something we would need to make much larger changes to our system if, in fact, we decide to go that way as a result of this work. But it won't be the whole capital investment required.
Who will be impacted in terms of residents?
Focused solely on the Creighton Heights plant.
Now,
that's the water that we're treating with the naturally occurring ammonia. That's the aquifer we're drawing upon. That's the system that it feeds. So it's anyone immediate sort of Creighton Heights through Baltimore community all the way down Highway 45 to the development down at the foot of 45 and 401.
And how many residents would be affected by that? Approximately.
I think it's around, I want to say 200, around 200 users, so about 500 people.
Were there any public consultations as you were working your way through this process?
As far as the actual project, the information was brought forward to our council, and obviously we approved it as part of a recorded vote or recorded public discussion in that sense. But going out to the community and saying, sort of, we're going to do this pilot, we didn't have that as part of a special initiative. We were able to, but we had the discussions and the approval in public at our open council meetings.
Was there any reaction from the public once word got out?
We haven't received any negative feedback. We know that people, and through our press release, we're getting some questions as far as people calling about it. But we were definitely happy with the work so far. I know that members of the community will be happy to know that we're studying and looking at this quality issue, or they're dealing with the naturally occurring water, because they've made us aware of that, some of their concerns in the past. So we'll obviously be advising both council and the users in the future the results of the work.
It's my understanding, and you alluded to this earlier, that this is internationally significant. You mentioned that, some of the technology that you'll be using comes from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Can you put this into context for us, just how significant this is going to be based on your results and how much it could impact not just here in Ontario, but in Canada and in the United States?
Well, I know that every time you produce a study that's properly conducted and producing good results, when people see that, they're able to then build their own cases for water treatment and water quality improvements in their own community. And given that it's will be posted on the internet, or we hope that it will be posted or made available, if not from our own or through the Waukegan Clean Water, that's something that others could use, again, to consider whether they do a pilot or whether they're able to use that as justification for investments in their own community. So it will have an impact. It will be something that people will then be able to say, a good study, your situation is similar to ours, and we can proceed, or that's something that we look at similar to ours and we'd like to pursue it as well. So we think it'll have an impact in the future, and that's why it's good for the broader community, but it's definitely good for our community to then be able to make decisions in the future as well.
Nobody would be surprised if a city like Toronto or Montreal or Vancouver or Edmonton was involved in a pilot project of a similar nature. How is it significant that such a small municipality, and I say that with all respect, a smaller community like Hamilton Township is involved in this, and again, put it into the larger context of how it might impact other smaller communities?
Well, I think it puts us in a fortunate position. I know our council has always supported and sort of challenge us to be leaders within our community on a variety of fronts, whether it's equipment in our fire service, new equipment in our public works department to keep our roads safe and clean, and the water users, no exception. These are vital services. It's a very, very important service. It provides important drinking water to our community. So I think it's something that it's important to them. It's important to us to do. We have their support. And certainly, we look for opportunities to be able to show that leadership and show that a small community can look at something, study it, and make that information available to other communities, and hopefully it benefits them as well.
And as far as the water treatment goes, has all the equipment been installed, and sort of what's next in terms of that specific project?
Yes, so that's my understanding. All equipment's now been in place. There was some timing issues of getting it all put in place, but it's in place now. I will have to obviously follow up on the progress over the course of the next few weeks to make sure we're progressing according to the planned schedule with Waukegan and our water department. So that's something I'll be doing with our water manager, but it's in place operating. And as far as initial steps, that's what I've been advised of. And so we're going to keep working with them and making sure that pilot delivers what we want. And the results at the end, we'll look at them at that point.
Arthur Anderson, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.